Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits Show on HealthyLife.net. I am Lynn Andrews, and my show is on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. As a shaman, author, teacher, and lecturer, I have a special vision of the people that I invite to join us. I see the beauty and accomplishments of my guests in a sacred way. They are creators of wisdom and knowledge and share their experiences with the world community. We appreciate their work and celebrate their value to all of us. And today, without further ado, we have an extraordinary woman. Her name is Dr. Eva Eger, a native of Hungary. Dr. Eger was just 16 years old in 1944 when she experienced one of the worst evils the human race has ever known. As a Jew living in Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe, she and her family were sent to Auschwitz, the heinous death camp. Her parents lost their lives there, and she and her sister survived, even though they were subjected to horrible treatment by Dr. Joseph Mengele, and survived the death march from Poland to Austria. In 1949, she and her young family moved to the United States. In 1969, she received her degree in psychology from the University of Texas, El Paso. She then pursued her doctoral internship at the William Beaumont Army Medical Center at Fort Bliss, Texas. She has spent much of her professional time working with members of the military, helping them to recover from and cope with the ongoing effects of PTSD. Dr. Eger has always found ways to use her personal experiences to inspire, educate, and help others. Dr. Eger has a clinical practice in La Jolla, California, where she uses her past as a powerful analogy to inspire people to reach their potential and shape their destinies. In the fall of 2017, at the age of 90, her memoir, The Choice, Embrace the Possible, was published. In her book, she details how the synergy of working with and learning from her patients' perspectives has enriched her life experiences. So I would like to honor and present Dr. Eger. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for the beautiful the way you introduced me, and I'm thinking that's me. Yes, and I have yet to arrive, and I don't care about chronological age. I feel younger now than I did many, many years ago because I'm willing to give up the need for other people's approval or any kind of perfectionism. So I ask people not to worry about the chronological age. It will happen anyway. It's about you, the way you think, and the attitude that you choose, because that's what Auschwitz gave me, an opportunity to discover how to be a compassionate listener and how to really recognize that all we had was each other then, and of course all we have is each other now. How can we can get rid of the us and them mentality so we can form a human family and empower each other with our differences, rather than kicking people into submission, because, of course, that would be the beginning of the end of democracy. And I'm hoping that I can guide people. I like to call myself a guide, that they get up in the morning and they truly honor themselves and decide that no one really can get to them. No one can make you angry unless you allow them. So I like to empower people to find the power within you, because the more you depend on someone, the more you depressed you may become. So the opposite of depression is expression, because what comes out of your body doesn't make you ill. So I ask people to call in, and you continue your wonderful program so people can become their own good parents to themselves.
I think that's one of the most wonderful things that you can say to someone. And I think what you must have realized or experienced in that camp when you were taken from everything.
Exactly.
Everything was taken away, is that we are, in a sense, made of thought. You know, we've created our bodies, our lives out of thought. How do you feel about that?
You know, my mom was a very wise woman, and in the Carroll Car, I always say that when I speak at schools, because I'm very, very invested in the young. They are truly the ambassadors for peace, and I want to be a good role model to them to stay in school and tell them that my mom told me in the Carroll Car that we don't know where we're going, we don't know what's going to happen. Just remember, no one can take away from you what you put in your mind. And that's exactly what happened. Everything was taken away from me. And I had my mind, and I had my sister to take care of. So
was
your
mom, sister with you in Auschwitz?
My mother and my father died in a gas chamber the first day when we arrived. Everybody over 40, under 14, 1,500,000 children died in Auschwitz. And so I think it's important to recognize that good people unfortunately do bad things, and I do everything in my power to see to it that your children and grandchildren will never experience what I did.
Do you live in America now?
Do you live in America now?
Oh, yes, I am. I am a Yankee Doodle Dandy. That I came to America in 1949. I didn't speak not a word of English. Everything was okay. And I worked in a factory doing piece work, and I realized that when I went to the bathroom, one of them said colored, and I realized that there is prejudice, and it was very difficult for me to accept that. So I did everything in my power to really see how I can unite people and empower each other with our differences, that I can be I and you can be you, but together we're going to be much stronger than me alone or you alone.
Oh, that is so true. And I don't know, this is a kind of off-the-wall question, Dr. Eager, but you're living in America. The political climate today in this country, does it disturb you in any way or remind you of times in Europe?
Well, yes, and I am just doing everything in my power that history, yes, has a tendency to repeat itself. But I don't live in fear. I think fear will never actually bring love. So I think fear and love does not coexist. I always look for hope. I always look for some ways to go through a dark tunnel and find the light. I am very much of a believer that our thinking creates our feelings. We are built that way. So to think about your thinking and then pay attention, what you're paying attention to is very important, because anything you pay attention to, you reinforce that behavior. So if you tell me that you are really heavy and you have to lose weight, and you tell me that you're pigging out on this or that, you're never going to lose weight until you tell me that tomorrow morning I'm not going to put sugar on my cereal. That love is not what you feel, is what you do. And it was important in Auschwitz to commit ourselves to each other. Cooperation, not competition or domination, because that's all we had was each other then. And that's what happened when I ended up dancing for Dr. Mengele, the angel of death, and he gave me a piece of bread. I shared it with the girls, and then May 1945, when I was going to die because I was on the death march, and if you stopped, you were shot right away. And the girls that I shared the bread with, they formed a chair with their arms, and they carried me so I wouldn't die. Isn't that amazing that if you're just for the me, you didn't make it there, and not making it today either. So I like to unite people and see how we can form a human family so we can finally survive.
Well, you know, it seems to be a flaw in the human spirit that we create war. And in the smallest sense and in the biggest sense in the world today, you see so much involved in religious war. And do you have a thought or something you'd like to tell us about that?
Well, you know, there is good religion. There is difference between believing or having faith. Some people say, I believe, and I say, I really want to know not what you believe, but what kind of life you really do on a daily basis. Are you a giver or a taker? Are you putting a mask on and have an image of you that is really not you at all? You know, I like people to really pay attention to themselves and see in what way they can commit themselves to the world I am 91 years old, and I ask questions many times, how do I want to be remembered? And I want to be remembered as someone who never stopped, who doesn't believe in retirement, who shows up everywhere where she can and talks about what can happen when good people do bad things. And that's what Plato said, that you have to think of a lie, and it has to be a big one, and then you repeat it until people believe it. So when I heard Ahmadinejad saying that the Holocaust didn't exist, all I could think of is what Plato said, and I wonder whether Ahmadinejad read Plato. It's all there, you know. And I think ignorance is probably our worst enemy, that we...
Ignorance is. I cannot agree with you more. And that's something that we seem to be losing, is the curiosity to want to learn
curiosity.
About history.
Yeah, curiosity kept me alive. And, you know, if you read my book, you're going to read a 14-year-old young man who was a member of the David Koresh. I don't know if you remember that name. And
say it again, darling.
That fellow died because they bombed his place. And... But, you know, he was a member, and he told me that he's going to kill all the Jews and all every Mexican, the way he pronounced it. And I learned how to differentiate between reacting or responding.
What is the name you said? He was the member of something.
David Koresh, that was...
Davidian.
Pardon me?
Davidian. He was a member of the Davidians, the Branch Davidians.
The Branch Davidian.
Was that part of the church?
The white supremacy.
Okay. I don't know much about that.
He told me that America has to be white again, and he's going to kill all the Jews and all the using the N-word and all the Mexicans. And so instead of reacting, because if I would have reacted to him, I would have shaken him up, and I would have told him that my parents went to the gas chamber. But I think God sends people my way. And I learned that the most obnoxious person is your best teacher. So there is a Hitler in every one of us. And there is goodness and kindness and Mother Teresa's. And I'm choosing love, because without love we don't have joy and passion. And I think that love is the answer.
Have you
God
ever
doesn't
read
make junk,
any
as
of my
people
books?
Say. And I love that. I love
that. Yes, I love that too. You know, at some point, I'll send you, I've written 21 books on the subject of how to love and how to create your reality.
Beautiful. Self-love is self-care. It's not narcissistic. Love thy neighbor as thyself was very, very wise. And, of course, I didn't know that Jesus was an ordained rabbi, that we all come from there. And I didn't know that, because when I went to a Jewish school we came out, children were spitting at us that I am a Christ killer. So we don't have to just think that the Nazis are anti-Semitic. It's not true at all. I have experienced that as a child, and I had to train someone else. I was a good gymnast because I didn't qualify, and So it is really very important for recognize that we're not born with hate. We learn it.
Yes. Although I have met a few bad seeds in my life. Very young bad seeds. It's strange because I think you're absolutely right. Let me ask you something. I don't know much about the Jewish history, but in the country, you were living in Hungary when all this happened.
Yes, it was very anti-Semitic. It's very anti-Semitic now, too.
Really?
Yes.
And what city were you in?
Well, I was a city called Kassa, K-A-S-S-A, and that now is part of the Slovak Republic. It was on the border of Czechoslovakia and Hungary.
Oh.
And so I think it's important for us to just examine ourselves, especially now it's January. I ask my patients, what do you want to take with you from last year, and what do you want to leave behind? Like give up the need for approval of other people, because not everybody is going to like you, and that's okay, as long as you're good to yourself, because your body is a temple. I beg young people not to mess with the brain that is naturally developing, and not until you're 25. So if you smoke pot or you drink, you're interrupting the natural growth of the only thing that really God made us to have, a brain that is really a good brain, that we can think, and the thinking will create our feelings, that we will make mistakes, that I am willing to give up any kind of perfectionism. That is important.
Yes. And when the Nazis came into your country, how did they know that one person was Jewish and another was not?
Yeah, that is a very good question, because when I was asked to train a Gentile girl, I told them I'm not Jewish. I totally denied it. And I found out that when a child is born, you have to go to the city hall and register the child, and next to it put down the religion. So that's how we were all picked up. Even though many Jewish people changed their religion, not even once, but twice. Because if they ask you, what were you before, you would say, I was a Lutheran and now I'm a Catholic. But only Jewish people did that. So people said, it's not what you say you are, it's what your neighbor thinks. And so that's how we were all picked up. All they had to do, I am part of this final solution of Eichmann. When 15 highly educated people got together, and then the end of the day, they were very proudly celebrating that they found the final solution, that they can put 30,000 Jews in the oven in one day. So you see, the highly educated people doesn't make them kind, good, loving people. So I really want to tell the teachers that I'm a former teacher myself, that I want to teach not what to think, but how to think.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's funny, I keep asking you about your name, because my maiden name was Eggers, E-G-G-E-R-S. Is that a Jewish name?
No,
you know?
I don't think so. But there is a Rabbi Akiva Eger, E-G-E-R, and so...
Okay, we'll be back. Hang on to that thought. Edith, if I can call you that, let me have station identification, and we'll be right back.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynnandrews.com.
Here's your HealthyLife.net Green Sense tip. If you can afford to buy all organic food, focus on buying fruits and vegetables like strawberries, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, peaches, cantaloupes, celery, apples, apricots, green beans, and cucumbers, which can be heavily contaminated if they're not organic. Also, limit your use of conventional farm-raised fish, meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy products, so you can eliminate antibiotics, hormones, and pesticides. It just makes good green sense.
www.lynnandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynnandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynnandrews.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Speaking with Dr. Eva Eger, a native of Hungary, and she has written a wonderful book, a fascinating book called The Choice. And we were talking about the death camps, Auschwitz, where she was sent, and part of her family lost their lives. And I was wondering how they found one person is Jewish and another not. And my name in my family is Eggers, or E-G-G-E-R-S. And I was asking her, is that a Jewish name?
Well, we are all coming supposedly from the house of David, that Jesus was an ordained rabbi. He, the idea of Christ, my understanding is, happened much, much later. So maybe if he would come back, he would look at that man on a cross and wondering, you know, what is that all about? I think it's very important to have good religion that gives you order in your life, but not religiosity that you think that if you're not like me, you're going to go to hell. I think that is not what Jesus had in mind. I think he was a wonderful role model of how to love unconditionally. And I practice that, the teachings of love thy neighbor as thyself. It's very, very important that you don't have to be like me. You can be you, and I can be I, and we can agree to disagree, and we have different opinions, but that doesn't mean I'm better than you or less than you. I am one of a kind, diamond. There'll never be another you. There'll never be another radio show that is going to be exactly that is different. What you can do, the way you can do it. You're one of a kind. Authentic. Diamond. There'll never be another you. That's an exciting thought.
It's so exciting to realize that. And it's so wonderful, I think, to have different cultures.
Yes, how can we empower each other
dances.
And not just have hamburgers and hot dogs, but have a little Hungarian chicken paprikash, or to have a wonderful Iranian food, or, you know, I love to taste different kinds of foods and enjoy the differences. So we can really celebrate life, that every moment is precious, because we don't seem to appreciate many times what we have until we lose it. And I always finish everything on my plate when I go to a restaurant. And I used to be in partnership with a psychiatrist from Johns Hopkins, and he would order the food and hardly tasted a little bit, and then he left the food on a plate. So I ended up not ordering anything and eating up his leftovers, because even today it pains me to throw away food.
Oh, yes. I can imagine.
Yeah.
And you are living now in El Paso, Texas?
No, I'm
right?
Living in La Jolla, California.
Oh,
I
you
call
are.
It paradise.
It's so beautiful. How wonderful. So you're near the ocean.
Yes, I am. In my living room, you see the ocean.
Yes, oh, that's so beautiful, honey.
I'm also on the faculty at the Department of Psychiatry at UCSD Medical School. I'm clinical
UC
assistant professor.
University of California.
Yes, UCSD. And I teach the residents how not to medicate grief. Because
yes.
Many people don't realize that you cannot heal until you grieve. And then you feel the feelings. Don't medicate grief. It's not an illness. It's a natural reaction to a loss. Not what happened, but what didn't happen. The childhood
yes.
I didn't have. The boyfriend
you know.
That died the day before liberation. So I think
you
must go through the grieving and the feeling and the healing.
Oh, my golly. Well, I developed something that is a fabulous tool for healing, and it is a deck of cards that Beyond Words just published for me. And it is called the Power Deck, meaning
wonderful.
Power.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's how you play your cards, yes. That's
yeah.
beautiful.
Well,
I am impressed.
Yeah,
wonderful.
And the Power Deck, ask your publisher if they can send it. You can go on Amazon and order it, and it's called the Power Deck, Lynn Andrews.
I'm going to tell my assistant right now. She's listening, and she knows everything about the computers that I don't.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I envy young people so much.
What? Yes. So what brought you to the point where you decided to write The Choice, your book?
For many years, I wanted to write, and then I started. First I was going to write a recipe that the childhood is the appetizers, and then the main course. But Philip Zimbardo, you know, who did the studies in 71 when he divided the students and put uniforms in one and they abused their fellow students, that he had to stop the experiment. Philip Zimbardo writes the foreword to my book, and he was the one who was pushing me that I must write a book to have a good female voice of what happened when bad people do good things, good people do bad things. And I think he gave me that final push. And now I had wonderful Thanksgiving with my three great-grandsons, and my book was on the living room table. That is to me my biggest accomplishment, that my great-grandsons are here. I have four generations. To me, that's the best revenge to Hitler. And my book is very, very popular in Germany. I understand it was number one. I don't know if it still is, but I know it is now in Chile, in England, in Ireland, and it was interpreted in 9 languages so far. So I like very much the idea of writing your own book. And now you even have cards that you can really be so creative. I really am very happy that I get to know you. And even though I don't see you in person, how old are you now?
Would I possibly be related to you because of our name? We'll be back in a moment after station identification.
www.lynandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynandrews.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynandrews.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And Dr. Eager, is there any chance that we might be related because of our name?
I welcome you anytime. You're adopted. And see how we can really truly agree that we came into this world with our name and see that maybe life is just one day, that morning sunshine will not come back, and that we don't get older and senile, we get older and wiser. And I very much appreciate my years. I go dancing once a week, and I go swing dancing, and the young people call it supermarket music or elevator music. I go
elevator music.
That's fine. Whatever you want to call it, you can have your rocking and rolling, and I go swing dancing. And that doesn't mean my music is better than your music. I think life goes forward, and if you don't change with the times, then we're just stuck. I think change is synonymous with growth. It's important to know that if you don't change, you don't grow. You're dead. You're just not buried. So I am very much for exploring new ideas to meet people from all walks of life. I take the children from the Jewish school, and I take them over to the Muslim school, and the children have something to work on, some kind of project, and they hold hands, and they don't talk about what your parents do and my parents do. You know, I think we need to unite. That's the answer, to unite and recognize that we are all precious children of God. And God doesn't make junk, that we can really enhance each other, empower each other with our differences.
Well, you know, there's one. It's very interesting to me, just simply because you and I try and understand the human condition and how to celebrate certain things in our lives. And when people are from Hungary or from Austria or Germany, they all see the world through, at least somewhat, through the customs that they learned as children. I keep asking you about your name. I was just so stunned to see it because it's almost my family name, except we spell it differently. And I'm trying to understand ancestry and how we carry DNA and genetics along with us. And if there's a flaw in your genetics, which means that, let's just say, a family has diabetes, they can change that flaw by the way that they think. So when your name came up, I thought, Ollie, she's from Hungary, and I don't know if my family somewhere in history was from Hungary as well. That's why I'm so interested. Was any of your family from Norway or Austria?
No, but I never met an EGERS in Hungary, I can tell you that. Or even in Germany. But I met Eger, E-G-E-R, Eger, Eger, in Germany. I did. You may want to talk to some Mormon people. They wonder for how to go back to your genes. They are brilliant in doing that. So maybe this is what you're going to do now in 2019.
Did you ever do that for you?
I never did that, honey. No. By the way, the name Eger is my husband's name. So it's, I didn't grow up with the name Eger. I grew up with the name Elephant, E-L-E-F-A-N-T. Imagine?
Oh.
And I was a student of ballet, and they called me an elephant. I couldn't wait to get rid of my name. I was so happy to be Eager. and my late husband was from Hungary as well, and living in Czechoslovakia. That was all part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy.
Oh!
Czechoslovakia was born in 1918.
Oh!
And that's how part of Hungary became Czechoslovakia in 1938. Hungary took over again. And so you see, that's
borders
why my mother tongue is Hungarian.
Wow. You don't know where you're from.
I,
oh, my God.
I come from my mother's womb.
Yes.
And
oh,
I think
my.
I was brainwashed one way and you were brainwashed another way. So if I would have been born in Germany, chances are I would have been very enthusiastic because I was told that today Germany and tomorrow the whole world. Children are very impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been a very enthusiastic young Hitler enthusiast. So it's what we are taught. That's what we live. We live
yes.
what we learn.
Is there anything that you would like to say to my listeners that you feel, obviously your whole life is important, but anything that you would like to say to them? They're students, most of them, spiritually oriented, have studied for years and years. And,
yes, I am very spiritually oriented. There is something beyond the body and the mind, and that's the spiritual dimension that was there before you were born, and it's going to be there when you die. So there is something between birth and death called life. So sit down and see in what way you can give birth to the you that was meant to be. That you are not operating on fear, that you're operating on love, that you're not listening to anybody, that you question authority rather than blindly adhering to authority.
Mm-hmm.
I think very important to question authority because there is such a thing as a sick society. And I think that when a country is hungry, then all the cooks come out of the woodwork and promise people a Volkswagen in every garage and a chicken in every pot. And that's how, you know, the Hitlers are coming and coming across like the saviors. And unfortunately, people believe that. So I would always ask the students to question authority rather than blindly adhering to authority. So become your own good parent and give birth to the you that was meant to be free. Free from fear and free from doubt, and to check within yourself every day whether you want to give to the world, whether you want to risk. That's a good four-letter word, that you got to risk, and when you risk, you suffer. So if I come to you after my talk, and I like to get to know you, and you tell me I don't want to get to know you, it doesn't mean I was rejected, because rejection is just an English word that people make up to express a feeling when you don't get what you want. So give up the drama and see how you can truly become a whole person, W-H-O-L-E, that you
yes.
you have the ability to love or hate. The choice is mine, and the choice is yours, and the choice is ours.
Yes.
I choose to be not a victim. I was victimized. It's not who I am. It's what was done to me.
Oh, yes. And yeah, it is quite an extraordinary thing that could do what they do. You've said beautiful words and written about your true experience. And I think for my listeners that is how you learn. You learn through the experience not just through an idea.
Right, because the word understand is all in your head, and I think it's important to not understanding, but mostly feeling the feelings, and to reach
yes.
out to the children who are in orphanages, and to see how we can unite, rather than adhering to the us and them mentality. Thank you very much.
Oh, darling, thank you so much. And the feeling does, I think, create your reality.
Beautiful.
And,
thank you.
Dr. Eger, what a joy to speak
God
with
bless
you.
God bless you. And
oh,
people
God
ask me,
you.
Where was God in Auschwitz? And I say, God did not kill my parents. People did. And so I think that's important that I really found God guiding me to change hatred into pity. And
yes.
I'm here to tell you about it, Sissy. So it worked.
Yes. Oh, I would love to speak with you some more. I would love to get
we'll
to know
We'll do that. We'll do that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Doctor. You're
God
marvelous.
You.
And
thank
I guess
you.
I have to close the show, unfortunately. And please, everyone, read her book, The Choice. Is there an email, something online where people can
go to the website? Is dreeger.com.
Okay, wonderful. And, sweetie, thank you again so very, very much. And
thank you for
all
thinking
of, our
of
listeners
me, too.
And to Dr. Eger's soft winds at your back. Follow mm-hmm. your dreams until we speak next time. Namaste, everyone.
Bye.
www.lynnandrews.com is the website you need to stay in touch and up to date with Lynn Andrews and her busy schedule. Besides all of the information about online classes with Lynn Andrews, you can find her upcoming appearances, lectures, and workshops. Also at lynnandrews.com, you'll find additional offerings, including books, meditations, Joshua Tree tapes and CDs, workbooks, and sacred healing cards at the online store. That's www.lynnandrews.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Register now for online classes with Lynn Andrews. This course, Dreaming with Your Spirit Council, is designed to help you master the art of moving within, to find the key to your dreams and the passions that you came into this life to create. In this course, you'll discover your place of true power, learn how to access and work with your Dreaming Spirit Council through divine power and communication, recognize the role that archetypes do and don't play in understanding your dreams. For more information, log on to www.lynnandrews.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.